Hi, this is Kelly.
And this is Scarlett. Welcome to Hot in Arizona. Here we are, 105 degrees under sunny blue skies.
Yeah.
And beautiful puffy clouds.
Clouds all around. Which all is what around. It did yesterday. It like built up all around us and then we got nothing.
And then, yeah, big old goose egg. Yep. Okay. Oh my gosh. So how you been?
Good.
Yeah?
Good.
Cool.
Tired. Busy.
Yeah. Busy. Yeah. And that's a good thing.
That's a good thing because it keeps me going. Keeps me motivated.
Well, do you know what it is? Mm. It's our anniversary.
I know. Can you believe it?
No.
I can't either.
No. You know, July 4th, 2019, our first episode.
Yep.
It's just crazy, crazy stuff, right?
Right.
When you think about it.
Right.
When you think about it. A lot of fun. A lot of good times.
Uh-huh.
A lot of fun places.
Yep.
Got to meet cool people.
Yep. Interviewed some good people.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. I mean, it has been really fun.
It has.
I am really glad that we have done this.
Me too.
You know, it's kind of funny. As time goes on,
mm-hmm.
things always change.
Correct.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And things, you know, people grow and people change and mm-hmm. and endeavors grow and change and things just kind of shift. We are not the same as we were when we started in 2019.
No, we're not.
No, we're not as people.
Nope.
And we're not as a podcast.
Exactly.
Because things just kind of move and change. You know, I have a marketing lady that mm-hmm. I've been dealing with for a long time. And her name is Shawn Thomas. She has a company called, what is it? Visible Credibility?
Mm-hmm.
And she's in Atlanta. I just really like her. I really like her. She thinks really fast. She comes up with great ideas. And the business that I had, that I started way back,
mm-hmm.
I started out a certain way. And as things go, you change. And she was talking about this the other day. She was talking about how you start a business and you think that this is the way you want your business to go. You think, this is what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I want to offer people.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the direction I'm heading in. And you get in there and you start moving. And then you realize, maybe this isn't quite the right fit.
Right.
Maybe this isn't quite the direction I was supposed to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so you alter, right? You
right.
shift, you adapt, mm-hmm. you pivot.
Well, and it's not just the right fit. It's the right time.
Yeah.
What are you doing now that's the right time?
Right.
And then eventually can add in the other things that you wanted to do.
Yeah. So, but what she was saying was, mm-hmm. was that you do tend to, right, so you
mm-hmm.
you will pivot and you'll shift and you'll do other things,
mm-hmm.
especially because sometimes, you know, just because you think it's a great idea, maybe the public doesn't.
Right. Right.
I've run into that.
I've
been like, woohoo, look at this. And everybody went, yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, and I've had that happen many times.
Right? So, it's important to work that and to work with it and to keep growing.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when it comes to business, if you want your business to take off.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, wow, you know, that is so very true because, again, my business started out something completely different than what it is now.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of like our podcast, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it started out one way. And then as things moved along, we kind of went in a little bit different direction. Not far.
Yeah, we just changed it a little bit.
Yeah, you just kind of alter things so that it just, I don't know, just has a little bit different feel or
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Right.
But so what's going on with you?
Well, you know, I'm trying to do the business.
Heck yeah, baby.
And I'm super, I even though I've had some setbacks, I'm still determined and I know that I'm on the right path. I know I'm doing the right thing. I know
totally
that I have
agree.
A lot to offer.
Totally agree.
I just have to find the time to figure it out.
Yeah, and it is time consuming.
It is very time consuming.
Just real quick here, you have a full-time job.
I do have a full-time job.
And now you have a business that is also a full-time job. I don't care what anybody tells you.
Yep.
You know, this whole side hustle. No, it requires 100%.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to have a full-time job and try and get a business up off the ground.
Right.
And it takes so much time and energy. And some days I just don't have the energy to do it. I just don't. I have to take a step back and just say, okay, today I'm going to watch TV.
Yeah.
And do nothing else.
Where are my bonbons?
Because I'm so tired, you know, but you definitely have to focus on that one thing. And then you also have to be willing to make the shift. If you try something and it doesn't work, even though you really wanted it to work and you know that it's right, it might not just be the right time.
Yeah.
And you have to take a step back and go, okay, what is going to work? And what is it that people want right now?
Right. Yes.
And
I'm
kind of in that space right now where it's like, I feel like I'm on the precipice of something, but I'm having to make a little bit of a shift in order to make it come about.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's important to be able to recognize that.
Mm-hmm.
And then to make those plans, because you do have a lot of dreams and a lot of really great ideas for this business.
Yeah.
And the thing that I always keep going back to myself is, you know, I look at that little shop in downtown Buckeye, who is now moving to its third location,
right,
which is almost as big as my flippin' house,
right,
and this is in like 4 years that she's done this.
Wow.
Because she keeps dreaming big.
She
puts it out there and she just goes for it,
right?
You know, she jumps off that cliff. And she, you know, or jumps out the plane and hopes that backpack has a parachute in it. And I love her for that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of like what you're having to do.
Yes.
You know, you've got it. Don't lose those dreams.
Right.
Don't lose sight of that.
Right.
And, you know, and it should scare you, right? We did episode that if your dreams aren't scaring you, they're not big enough.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
You do have some really great big dreams.
Well, and I have great big dreams, but there are things that have to change in order to accomplish those dreams. Like, one is my living space.
Right.
I have to figure out a different living arrangement.
Right.
Because I don't have the space to do what I need to do that I want to do in order to help everybody that I want to help.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
And so that's where I am with that too. I'm on that quest to find what is going to be the best living space for me.
Right.
In order to accomplish this.
Right. So you, like I said, you've got a lot on your plate.
You've
got a lot of little things that are kind of tugging at your apron, going, hey.
And it's kind of like, okay, what's the order that it needs to go in, you know, trying to figure that order out.
Right,
and trying
to
figure out
sometimes
what to do.
Sometimes it's who's hollering the loudest.
Exactly. And things come up, you know, and throw a monkey wrench in the whole thing that in your personal life, like with my car, or wrecking my car. And
right. Exactly.
You know, so.
Yep.
That didn't help either, you know. But then on the other hand, I have extra money coming in next week. So that will kind of balance it out a little bit.
Right.
Getting to that point is like, you know, but.
Right.
So I just have to take a deep breath.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to make some changes.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to let go of some things temporarily.
Right.
Not permanently.
Sometimes that can be hard.
I don't want to let go permanently, for sure, but I definitely have to let go for a little bit.
Just to get myself
organized.
You need breathing room.
Yes. I don't want to have that extra thing on my plate. And what I'm talking about here is I am taking a couple months hiatus away from this podcast. And
I'm
on the verge of crying about it because I actually really love it. I love doing the podcast. I love hanging with you every week. But I have to take the step back in order to figure out where I'm going to go next.
Right. Because even though this is a small podcast, it does take up time.
It does take time. Yep.
It takes up time.
Yep.
And like you said, right now you've got like so many plates in the air.
Yeah.
You're just spinning plates and you have been super busy. And you, like I said, you've got these great ideas for this business. You've already started to implement them.
Mm-hmm.
And you really do need that time to just really, really make that, you know, just punch it.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Just kind of breathe some life into that and say, okay, let's go.
Yes.
Which will, and even though it sounds funny, but you will be, like, busier, and yet you will have more time.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, it's weird.
I know, it sounds funny.
It's just trying to find that. It's trying to get into that, okay, I have to do these things in order to get to this point.
Right.
And then once I get to this point, then I will hopefully be making money off of it and helping people.
Right. And you'll be able to exhale a little.
And be able to, yeah, take,
yeah,
go, okay.
Yeah.
Now, and then once that's, it'll kind of be automatic.
Right.
And be on autopilot.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. That's just it. It's like once you get it to that point,
mm-hmm.
you know, like I do talk about that little shop, but the thing is, you know, it seems like she just swooped in and poof, took off.
Uh-huh.
But the thing is, she'll tell you, she spent years selling her stuff out of her front yard.
Right. Right.
And it was hard.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard. So, yeah, she did have to kind of make a break from what she was doing and breathe this, you know, new life into this. And then it helped her to take off.
Right.
And that's kind of what you're doing.
Yes.
That's kind of what you're doing. So,
yes.
It is tough to get a business up and running, but again, it's a good business. I totally believe in you.
Thank you.
I think it's what you're meant to do.
I would agree with that. Mm-hmm.
So I'm super excited. It's going to feel weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to feel really weird. I will probably have to have some babysitters come in and sit with me while you're not here.
Who knows? People might like it better without me here. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. But we'll you know, I'll do my best to keep paddling.
Yeah. I have all the faith.
But no, I'm very excited for you, honestly.
Thank you.
Because again, so many ideas that just need to be implemented, and it's hard when you have to, because this is really, honestly, this is an entire day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We take a whole day to do this.
So you don't have, because again, you're working a full-time job.
Right.
So you get 2 days off a week.
Right.
If you're lucky.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just down to one because we're here.
Right. And I have that one day to get all the stuff done that I need to get done. And then
right.
I'm spending the day time before work to try and work on the business. And
right.
I'm trying to.
So yeah.
It's exhausting.
Just, it is. It is. Mm-hmm. So this will help.
Yes, it will help.
To really steamroll this and get it going down the track.
Right.
And I am just like super, super duper excited for
you. And I have to tell you, I know that this is the right thing to do because at the exact same time, I had two friends come to me and say, hey, I need someone to watch my dog and my house. I mean, literally, one friend is like for 5 days, I go home for one night, and then I go to the other friend's house for 6 days.
Holy cow!
I have, so that gives me time to myself to really focus on the business. I mean, yes, for the first week I have to work.
Yes.
But I still will be able to be in that home, watching that dog and taking care of things and getting some stuff done that needs to be done.
Yeah.
For the business.
It'll get you in a different headspace.
Exactly. I get to work on the cookbook. I get to work on different headspace. Just other things that I want to get done. So I'm really excited about it.
Yeah.
I even took vacation time for part of it so that I don't have to leave. I can just be there.
That's in
that amazing, beautiful space that she has and just soak it all in and put myself and my energy into a better spot to get it done. Yeah. So I'm pretty excited about it.
That is really exciting.
Yeah.
Really exciting. Well, that's very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looking forward to that.
Hang out with the fish.
Yeah, cool. Well, they're not going to be as fun as me, but hey.
That's right. Yeah, they don't talk back.
Hey! That makes me sound sassy.
No. No, that's not what I meant. I mean, if I talk, they're not going to talk back to me.
I get it. Okay. Sure. Well, I'm super excited because I know that there's a lot of good things coming. So, good for you.
Thanks.
Good for you.
Okay.
In the meantime, I am going to be continuing this on.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, I will probably have some people come in so I don't look like I'm talking to myself in the mobile studio.
They're like, what's that lady doing over there?
She just carried on and carried on. Yeah, so animated all by herself and her invisible friends. Yeah, but it'll be good. It'll be fun. It'll be a little different. So I hope that y'all just stick with us here and see what the next chapter brings.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had a lot of fun doing this.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
I can't believe
so much
we're
fun.
You know, heading into another year. So
we have some great supporters.
Really do. Which we're so grateful for.
Yes. I mean, seriously.
Again, whoever you are that listens at like 1 or 2 in the morning, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for getting your happy butt up. Or maybe you're like me and you're just going to bed.
Yeah.
Who knows? I don't know, but I thank you. And for those of you in different states, we really appreciate it.
Yes.
We really appreciate it. Hopefully,
absolutely.
We give you ideas so that you can come and visit the great state of Arizona and check out some of these places that we talk about and go to. And yeah, it's been a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
A whole lot of fun. Yeah, and that's what's hot in Arizona is dreaming your dreams and staying true to them.
Because I've been having these dreams for a long time. I just didn't have any focus on the dreams. Now that I know what I want to do, and now I just know I need to have to put the work in.
Yeah, yeah. And it is a lot of work. Sometimes people make it look easy, but it's work.
It is work, and I'm just trying to, you know, fine-tune it, I guess, is what I'm looking for.
Yeah, time-consuming work. Mm-hmm. It's a labor of love.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But it's definitely labor. Definitely labor. Well, that's going to be it then.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really happy for you.
Thank you.
We're not getting rid of each other.
No.
No.
Oh, no, not at all.
And we'll probably, you know, we're still going to hang out and whatever, but it's just not going to consume.
It's not going to take the whole day.
Yeah.
Like
exactly.
It has been.
Exactly.
And yes.
Well, good for you.
Thanks.
Good for you. All right. Well, wow. It kind of feels weird.
I know.
whenever we sign off, you know, you're always one that says bye.
I know.
I'm not going to know how to end.
what do I say?
It's just going to be a 24-hour continuous podcast because I can't say goodbye. All right. Well, Cal, good luck.
Thank you.
I think it's awesome.
Thank you.
Super excited. And you know, you'll have to at least, like, you know, come on and let people know how you're doing.
Oh, yeah, totally. You
know, keep us updated.
Absolutely.
Because I can't wait to hear what's happening next.
Thanks.
All right. Well, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Hot in Arizona. You can see cool things that we do and the places we go. And you can follow me, Scarlett, at Heartprints AZ on Facebook and Instagram. And don't forget, follow Kelly
at Healthy Heart and Happy Soul on Instagram, and then my website, healthyheartandhappysoul.health.blog.
And that way you too can keep up with all the new and exciting things that she has up her sleeve.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I hope everybody has a great week. I'll see you next week.
Bye.